Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, you've been under my skin for more than 8 years. It's been 8 years of laughter and 8 years of tears.
There we go. Ron Hawkins and the Do Good Assassins starting off Tell the Band to Go Home here on UMFM. It's weekly UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. Good Lord. And I'm here tripping over my tongue, playing some great music and having some fun. Well, hopefully I'll start being more fun once I start playing more music and stop stuttering all the time. I don't know what's wrong with me. Thanks for being here. My name is Jeff. We are pre-recorded, of course, as is the entire world. And we will continue to be pre-recorded for quite some time to come. Hopefully, you're getting used to this new pre-recorded world. You can't call me, of course, but I do love to hear from you, Jeff at tellabandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live. Well, live for me. I still say that every single time, and I still regret it every time. Hanging out in the basement, playing new music. So we kicked off with something new from Ron Hawkins there. He, of course, of The Lowest of the Low, but he's got a new record coming out with his other band, the Do Good Assassins, and that's the second great single there, Heartbreak in Hopper Street. And we got some more new music for you. Here's one that's been eagerly awaited, of course. We've been talking about it for weeks. We've been playing tracks from it for weeks, and it's finally here, so I can give you a break after this week. But I gotta celebrate it one more time. It's been she's all over the place in the news these days, getting interviews everywhere. I kind of feel like I might actually try to get her on this show because I feel like everybody is telling the same story, and I feel like there's a better story to tell. So we might have to try to see if we're important enough. I know we're not the New York Times or the New Yorker or the Globe and Mail, but you never know, maybe. So anyways, the new album is called Total Freedom. Hopefully you caught the live album release live stream the other day from Quitter's Coffee. I think it's archived on the things. You can go and find it on the things. And check it out. The brand new album from Kathleen Edwards. It's a stunner. It's top to bottom. There were no duds waiting in the wings. Like I said last week, everything else that's on here is pretty magical as well, of course. Did you know that Courtney Marie Andrews sings on the record? I don't think I'd ever seen that in any of these fancy highfalutin articles. I think we might have to play you that track because it's a beauty. Oh, man, what a heartbreaker. What a beauty. We're going to play that for you. But first, oh, man, I have been waiting how many years for this? 4, 5 years? I don't remember. My first chance to see the Kathleen Edwards comeback show was at the Calgary Folk Festival. I can't remember how many years ago it was. It must have been at least 4, maybe 5. She played kind of a one-off that summer. I don't know if she did any other gigs, but they played at the Calgary Folk Fest. And they already had some of these new songs ready to go at that point. And that was, quite a while ago. And I've been thinking about this song ever since I first heard it and thinking, man, oh man, what a song. It's this kind of to me speaks of the real story of this record, this comeback, if you ask me. And well, I'll play it for you and I'll see if you agree. It's the opening track and it's a stunner. It's called Glenfern. It's brand new from Kathleen Edwards.
Should've said, 'cause it was too late. acted like you changed too much. You didn't change, and I am sorry for everything. For everything. Early days, we were playing the horseshoe, and I was drinking too much whiskey. You always knew how to set me straight, even though I didn't want to hear it. And I'll always be thankful for it. And I will always be thankful for it. I will always be thankful for it. Ashes to ashes, I'm just dust. All the animals that I've loved will die someday, and so will I. I get scared to say goodbye. Ashes to ashes, I'm just mad that someone like you is taken like that. And no one in this room could say we'll feel better if we pray. 'Cause I'm lying out where the sea meets skies, where you're so goes when you die. The world isn't flat, God is not in the clouds. Everything in this world comes around. Ooh.
Hi, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, which I never do, but Jeff Robinson is a great DJ, and you should stay tuned.
Going down in the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar.
Cocaine from a friend. I'll be guilty for the rest of my life. How come I never do what I'm supposed to do? How come nothing that I try to do ever turns out right?
Will Courtney there from his new EP called At Home with Will Courtney and the Wild Bunch. Just dropped on the Bandcamp. And it's a little covers EP. The problem with it, the thing that bugs me, is there's no writer credits for any of these songs. So other than the Nick Lowe song and maybe one other, I'm not entirely sure who wrote them. That one, I was hoping that was going to be a Matthew Ryan cover, but apparently not. But it's still great. Guilty there. Another guilty song before that from Courtney Marie Andrews from her new record, which is a beauty of a thing. The album's called Old Flowers. And a couple from Kathleen Edwards, including one that Courtney Marie Andrews appears on called Ashes to Ashes there. And off the top, we heard the first track on the record, and it starts it out strong. I just think that song is just, it's the bee's knees, I tell you. Glenn Fern, kind of dedicated to her ex-husband and the guy who played guitar in the band the other night, Colin Cripps. He played the CD release show at the Quitters there. I was kind of hoping to see Blair Hogan make an appearance. I guess he's just like, he's like the backup guy. If Cripps can't get his tight pants on that day, maybe Blair gets the call. But Cripps managed to squeeze himself into his tight pants. Does he still make jeans, Colin Cripps? He was making jeans at some point. So maybe he, you know, made himself a pair that was easier to get on. I don't know. But good stuff. And again, check out that show. Hey, you know what I didn't mention? I don't know if anybody cares or if it matters at all, but this is episode number 850 of this particular program. Well, I always have to put a bit of a disclaimer on that because record keeping was not something I gave a whole lot of thought to in the first few years of the show. So it could be 851 or it could be 840. I don't really know. But as far as I can tell, this is the 850th episode of this program. I don't know if that's something you celebrate, that number, but, you know, it seemed like a good number. So I thought I'd tell you. And, you know, maybe we'll plan a party for number 900 next year. Or do we wait till 1,000 the year after that? I don't know. Anyway, it's pretty good. It's like, I can't believe I've gotten away with this crap for that long. It's remarkable, really. How about a couple more lovely ladies? Yeah, sure. Here. Let's do this. So, here's one of those divisive artists here on the program, one that I love and some people don't for some reason because they have cold, dark hearts, I guess, is Lissy. We met Lissy at the Edmonton Folk Festival 100 years ago, and I thought she was great. She had this debut album called Catching a Tiger, which I loved, and then everything since then has been not quite like that. I still like her. I still think she's great. I still hope she makes good on that canceled Winnipeg show someday, although I wouldn't hold my breath. So the Catching a Tiger record turns 10 this year, and apparently there's a whole bunch of leftovers that are going to be released in honor of the 10th anniversary, and this is the first one that's come out. It's called Just Because I Can. It's Lissy on Tell the Band to Go Home.
If I came here to stay with a seed to sow and lay on the ground, wait for sound, hear the call and resound, I let it slip from my hand just because I can, just because I can. Find a home, find a friend, found a role you can pretend. Get the cash, make it match, from the outside to the in. I let it slip from my hand just because I can, just because I can. And this may be the only way I can save me. You get down. Calms pace and erase, or decide to join the fight. Don't let it slip from your hand just because you can, just because you can. And this may be the only way I can save me. Get down. Hold my tongue or tell the tale, eyes of
this is Lissy, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Seems like it was just a while ago, all of my friends and I went to each other's weddings and stood by each other's sides and became brides. But talking on the phone with Kirk today, he said that he and Liz were through. And by the way that things have been going, you could say they were overdue. For every other married pair of us had already split in two, each of us turning out lights alone or sleeping with someone new. Ain't it true? Tell you, I've got to live for today. And don't you see, it is my lifetime. I've got to live it my own way. But lately, I can't help thinking, I reap what I sow. For all of my holy freedom, what have I got to show?
I am filled with doubt. green. How the hell am I supposed to know if I should stay or I should leave here? Leave you alone. Well, I think it's about time I took a few small steps on my own. I've got a wandering mind, but my heart won't stray. And here I am struggling to keep these thoughts at bay. I can't keep my eyes to myself. I'm always looking up ahead to someone else. Can't keep my eyes to myself. I'm always looking up ahead to someone else. Can't keep my eyes to myself. I'm always looking up ahead to someone else. Can't keep my eyes to myself. I'm always looking up ahead to someone
else.
Oh, I'll say it so sweetly.
alone, but I'm not lonesome. I've never won, but once was winsome. I'm not too handy or too handsome, but I sure do like to play some. And I can be the fool, lose the plot and lose my cool. I lose my keys, but not my conscience. Trying to take it easy, take it easy, but still take it. Make it better if I break it. Sometimes that gets hard. If I slip to older ways, with poorer plans of darker days, I need a shoulder or a friend.
Something from Ayla Brooke there. Oh, Ayla, why do you have to do that to me? Ayla Brooke from the album Desolation Sounds. That's Ayla Brooke and the Soundmen, by the way. That was called I Think I Hit My Limit, produced by Tara Lightfoot. I'm pretty sure we can hear her singing in those why's on the chorus there. That was pretty stuff. I heard that one this week, and I thought it was pretty great. So I thought I'd play it for you. Couple before that featuring Tara Lightfoot. Now, you might not have recognized those songs if you're a fan. So you might think, well, Robson's got the new record in advance. But he doesn't, actually. Those two come from a band that Tara used to be in years ago. And I kind of forgot all about. I knew about this, but I never bothered to actually look it up until this week. And it's actually pretty good. The band is called The Dinner Bells, B-E-L-L-E-S. And it's another one of those ones where, you know, there's some dude who sings most of the songs, even though there's girls in the band who are far better than him. The album's called The River and the Willow, and we heard a couple of Tara songs. They're called No Good and Wandering Eye. We also heard something in there from Rumor. Rumors got a new record coming out. We heard Hard Times for Lovers. The record is called Nashville Tears. Is that right? Or maybe it's Tears. I don't know. It's probably not. And a couple from Lissy before that. I had to play one from Catching a Tiger. We heard the classic In Sleep. And before that, Just Because I Can, one of the new Leftovers coming out for the 10th anniversary of that record. Now, in the past couple of weeks, we've been playing some crazy covers here on the show. And today is no different, okay? I haven't listened to it all yet, so it could be crazier than I think. But just in theory, I know how crazy it's going to be, okay? Check it out. We'll play this, and then we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more Tell the Band to Go Home, and hopefully you will as well. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. Would love to hear from you, Jeff, at tellthebandtogohome.com. Anyway, we'll see how long it takes you to spot this one, because on the surface, you'd probably never guess that our old pal John Murray would cover this one. But here you go. Here's the brand new single from John Murray on Tell the Band to Go Home.
I was sick and tired of everything when I called you last night from Glasgow. All I do is eat and sleep and sing, wishing every show was the last show. So imagine I was glad to hear you coming. Suddenly I feel alright, and it's gonna be so different when I'm on that stage tonight. Tonight the super trooper lights are gonna find me shining like the sun, smiling, having fun, feeling like a number one. The super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. 'Cause somewhere in the crowd there's you. Facing 20,000 of your friends, how can anyone be so lonely? Part of a success that never ends, still I'm thinking about you only. There are moments when I think I'm going crazy,
think I'm going crazy,
but it's gonna be alright.
Soon be changing.
Everything will be so different when I'm on that stage tonight. Tonight the super trooper lights are gonna find me shining like the sun, smiling, having fun, feeling like a number one. Super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. 'Cause somewhere in the crowd there's you. Tonight the super trooper lights are gonna find me shining like the sun, smiling, having fun, feeling like a number one.
There's John Murray doing ABBA. We're going to take our break, come back, stick around, tell the band to go home. We'll return.